I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the Sunday next before Advent, commonly called Christ the King Sunday or Christ in our center Sunday. Some people don't like Christ the King because it's somewhat colonial and paternalistic. But the idea is Christ the center of our lives? Let's begin by thinking about the collect for today. Holy God, our refuge and strength, you have redeemed your scattered children, gathering them from the corners of the earth through your firstborn, Jesus the Christ, in whom all things are held together. Make us a just and righteous people, worthy by grace to inherit the kingdom of light and peace, where he reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. We are called to be the inheritors of light, and we must be the people of light. As I said at the beginning of the service, this is the day when we sort of sum up what has happened to us in the past year, because next Sunday is New Year's Day for the church. And we are called every year, as we are alive in this earth, to develop within ourselves a deeper understanding of Jesus Christ, a deeper understanding of God's will for God's people, that we are every year almost, well, we are on a cycle of life. But that cycle is not a circle, but it's more like a helix, like a screw, where, you know, the thing on a screw keeps going up, a spiral upwards. That we, as we live our lives, we learn more, we mature within ourselves, we mature in the world around us, and we grow in a deeper understanding of what it means to be a person of God. And every year, the church's responsibility, through its teaching mission and its actions, is to help all of us develop in our Christian walk with God. We all start at some point our walk. As children, many of us started in Sunday school. And we got that understanding of God, maybe through our Sunday school materials. Some of us remember the old GBRE materials, the General Board of Religious Education. And those materials, and maybe others were in other places, and we got the David C. Cook materials, or who knows what, were the pictures of Noah and the ark were there, and the pictures of Moses and the burning bush, or some other things. And do you remember any pictures of Adam and Eve? That Adam and Eve were very white and very covered up. And it was sort of, and some people, that's the image of God they get, and they stay there. And they stay there forever. They just circle around like a record. But we are called to be on a journey of faith that takes us deeper. And today is a challenging saying to us, what have we learned in the year gone by? Who are we today that we are now more insightful than we were a year ago? So that's the challenge. And the other challenge is, what is central in our lives? What is central in our lives? What are the values that are key to us as Christian individual people on a journey? I can tell you that I've had an increased desire for understanding God's love in more deep ways for all of God's people. And all the people of the earth, I now understand, are God's people. Not all people acknowledge God, and not all people come to God in the way that I come to God, but I know that God has created the world. And I know that God has created the people of the world. as diverse as we are. And I also know that God loves all of God's creation. And that to me is a learning that we have to now in this world that we're in break apart those artificial boundaries that we used to have and start to understand that we are a people and we have to reach out with respect and love and have dialogue and bring people to a new wholeness of togetherness. Because whether we like it or not, we're all in this together. And that new understanding of my responsibility as a person who acknowledges God alive within myself and alive within others comes from our realization that God has only given us one home, this planet Earth. And this planet Earth is under attack by ourselves because of climate change, global warming. And that we have to start with a new vision and a new reality that we may never have had before. The stewardship of the earth for me in this past 12 months has deepened considerably. I had an awareness before, but it's deeper now than it was. What are some of the other things that are important? I have learned in this year that the word of the year to me is tremblingly shocking. You may have heard it articulated in this past week, though we've known that it's out there, that we are now living in the post-truth generation. How awful is that? When I am called to speak the truth, I speak the truth to the fullness of my ability and knowledge. Period. We as Christians are never, I believe, never to entertain the idea of it's okay to be post-truth. That is disgusting. That is undermining who we are as Christians. That undermines who we are as a society of free-thinking people. Post-truth being accepted. That is disgusting. I disavow any knowledge of that as being okay. That means that you can tell a lie, but it's okay because we're in the post-truth generation. Well, give me a break. We cannot. It's not okay to generate a story saying that the Pope would support one politician over another and to accept that blithely. It's not okay to say things that are untrue and to say, well, it's post-truth now. If we get into that pit, it's a slippery slope. And we're going into a very dark time. Why do I mention that here? Because you are the eyes and the ears. You are the presence of God in many places, not just here and as a collective on a Sunday morning. And so you may hear discussion around this where people say, well, you know, it's on Twitter, it must be true. Well, that little bird has chirped too much. And I think that as Christians on this Sunday, the next before Advent, Christ is central in my life and Christ would have us speak the truth. We must do that. And it's okay when we hear the truth coming at us and we may not like it. And sometimes I get truth put at me that I don't really want, but I accept it. And I listen to it and I hear the truthfulness in the message being given and accept it as an adult, mature Christian. And we are called to do that as we reach out to others. You see, any shepherd that would say it's okay to be post-truth is what they're talking about here in the first lesson today in Jeremiah the prophet, which Douglas read for us. The shepherds are leading people astray. And we are not to do that ever. Jeremiah is talking about the leaders of the religious Jewish community of his day. But the message is equally strong today as it was then. And I know lots of that has been going on. And it's wrong. We are called to be people of love. We are called to be people of inclusion. We are called to be people of truth. And we are called to be people who discern the truth that comes based in love that Jesus taught us about. God calls us to be a people of restoration, a people of inclusion, a people of love, a people of caring. And so as we come to the end of this Christian year, I challenge that we must think about what is going on and what's being said around us and what bits we might read on social media. And if you have it within you that you want to strike back when you see something that's absolutely fallacious, then go ahead and do it and say, I cannot support this. This is not true. We have to have a sense of the presence of the Spirit of God living within each of us. Each of us here, not just in this church, but each of us are temples of the Holy Spirit. Each of us walk with the presence of God within us. And we are called, all of us, to be ministers of the gospel. All of us are called to be speakers of the truth. All of us are called to be people who act in love and care. And all of us are called to be people of reconciliation and restoration. And we have to take risks for that. We have to be willing to stand up for our faith and stand up for our belief. That's not to say we've got to put somebody else down. There's a difference between putting somebody else down. I can accept a different point of view and respect it. It doesn't mean I have to give up what I believe. It just means that I'm willing to listen. God gave me 2 ears and 1 mouth, which means we should listen twice as much as we talk. We are the people of love. We are the people of Jesus Christ. And I pray that as we are here at the end of the church's year, we have made a commitment that what have I learned in the past year as a person of God? And where am I heading as I move forward into the next cycle of my life as a person walking with Jesus? What will Jesus teach me? And I pray today as we consider that challenge, that as we receive the sacrament, we bring into ourselves the real presence of Jesus. And in that real presence, that vital, alive love in us, that we allow it to make the focal point of how we see life. May God bless us all as we journey into the new year ahead as members of the body of Christ. Amen.